Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Mary Brotherton. I'm here with Jillian Harris of Jillian Harris Worldwide Metaphysical Services. How are you doing, my friend Jillian?
I am.
I love that. That is such a powerful, it's not even a phrase. I mean, it is a phrase grammatically.
Right. Well,
it's
yeah.
A powerful state of being.
Yeah. And activation.
And when you use the I am to manifest,
yeah.
It transforms your life.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I'm not going to bring you into the show yet, but I'm going to mention Jackie from New Jersey. She's a caller waiting online. She asked me how's the show, the store. Did you get the store open? And I thought, how did she know about this? Because everybody doesn't know that Be Unique is in the process of manifesting a storefront right now.
Wow.
You know, for the last 3 years, we've been working completely out of our homes and doing it virtually before it was cool. And
right.
we've just recently started thinking, it's time. It's time to move out of our closets and our homes and our storage units and get where people can, instead of us always going to the people, get it where the people can come to us. And so
we've got
some really amazing plans for a space, and it's a tall order for the universe. So I know it's going to take time, but when Jackie said, have you moved into the store yet? I thought, how does she know this? But that's how the universe works. That was just to remind me to not stop thinking about what I want, because Jennifer's one of our co-founders. She and I did go to look at a place recently, and the space was perfect. It was absolutely
awesome.
Wonderful. And the woman who would have been the landlord was going to basically gift it to us because she fell in love with us.
Right.
For a couple hundred dollars and utilities.
Okay, so what went wrong with this?
It's her residence. And she lives there.
Yeah.
And we would only have one of the wonderful rooms in this great location.
Oh.
And we'd have to vacate if our children came over to visit.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, so it was ideal until it wasn't.
Right,
but
exactly.
But that was just a test from the universe.
And that was a test for her, too. Because she has something awesome to offer, and she has to realize how to make that actually happen.
And it would work great if she just needed a roommate that wanted to be there on the weekends or didn't want to be there on the weekends or whatever. But
if she was able to. I mean, is this a residential location?
It's a multi-purpose location.
Right. Yeah. So she, yeah, okay, I'll just leave that alone. But, you know, other ways, other options with that. But that was a good one. I understand the excitement. Wow.
Oh, that reminds me of when we got our very first grant ever from PayPal, and it was $1. And I contacted somebody, I contacted the board, and there was mixed emotions.
You got a
dollar.
Grant.
We got
a
grant for $1. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. This is just the beginning. You know, we got to be grateful for this tiny little bit. I love it. And
okay.
Somebody somebody on the board said, but it's just a dollar.
Right. That why couldn't they
give us more? I said, because it's a test. It's an absolute test to see how we respond to this. And I'm responding with gratitude. I am so, so grateful.
Right.
And next thing I know, we're getting, $50, $25.
Okay,
here's
nice.
A dollar, there's a dollar. Next thing you know, buddy boy, we're getting a $100 grant
right.
from PayPal.
Right.
So I can't argue with results like that.
Yeah. Well,
it takes
so that's about you meeting what was the gift with that particular energy that recreates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's magnificent.
It is. And today we're
so how
talking
we get
about
that from the I am that I am.
Oh, the I am. How did I get that from that? I think I got it because of I am abundant. I am bringing everything into my life. I am is such a powerful statement of manifesting. You can start any manifesting statement with the words I am rather than I will, I want, I wish, I'm praying. If you start manifesting with I am, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You
can't. It puts you in the present right now. But
yes.
Then there's a whole other thing about the I am, where the I am is like great spirit, like the source power, you know.
Yeah.
And so, the creator of all things. And so you're then drawing from that in your likeness, your unique oneness with the creator of all things, which is why we can create in the first place through
exactly.
thought and emotion and stuff. Yeah, where it makes it just so natural for us. And so that I am-ness is super powerful to acknowledge and just to remember that that's what we're made of naturally. And so when you asked me that question, I know you know that me and my family are still going through a lot with Uncle Dude. And we just, have gone through the 3-day estate sale thing. Any of you who've ever gone through that, it was my first experience with doing this for a relative who has transitioned, beyond this incarnation. And just the experience of stuff and, thinking that stuff is just stuff until it's time to have that stuff depart. And in this case, we're clearing the house so that we can sell the container, this home, to someone else. And then, of course, the money will go to the beneficiaries, my cousins. But before doing that, we have to do the things inside. So then it's like the dining room table where so many of the holidays were spent by all the family. And then the living room where we all sat and joked and had a great time till dinner was ready or after or whatever. And, remembering that grandmother sat there and Aunt Jean sat there and mom and sat there and dad sat there and
yeah.
Freddie sat there. And cousin, when they came from Sweden, would sit there and, all that stuff. And so now you realize the energy, and I'm very sensitive to the energy that we actually, this is why you intermittently should do clearings on your home. It's not like you're trying to get wild, crazy spirits out of your house or anything. It's really just about keeping it clear of all and any of the emotions that anyone who's been in it has experienced, because it vibrates out and it goes into walls, fabric, floors, ceilings, anything and everything that's there. So I'm experiencing that big time as I realize, oh my gosh, these things which are really just stuff, just material things, are actually holding energy. And so as I let this go, and I'm the only relative that's right here in the midst of it making this process happen, I'm really experiencing the do-over, the kind of underlining of the releasing of my family members. Releasing Uncle Dude to go do his thing, and also Aunt Jean, who left 10 years ago. But I'm like, whoa, she is so still here. Oh, and let me tell you, I'm sorry, this is supposed to be a manifestation show, but...
No, we manifest all kinds of things.
Okay. My aunt and uncle have been so all over the house. Like, Aunt Jean was there a lot while I was, you know, caregiving for Uncle Dude. And I could hear her. I mean, the house would creak in a way that's not creaking. That's someone walking, okay, upstairs.
Right.
And and I was cool that I'd always gotten. There were things that would happen. I laid down once on a bed upstairs in the front room. I didn't like that bed. I was exhausted, though, because I'd slept on the couch and I didn't really sleep. So I laid down on this bed that was not comfortable to me, and I accidentally passed out. When I woke up, I felt like I had a blanket over me. And I was I didn't even open my eyes for a minute. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a blanket. This actually is okay, and it's comfortable, and I'm warm. And I opened my eyes, and there was no blanket. And I completely was in understanding that Jean had put this blanket over me, you know, energetically to make me comfortable. And so now Uncle Dude passes away too, right? The day that the estate salespeople came over the first time, oh my God. I mean, they must have been running back and forth upstairs. I mean, just in a panic or something. I don't think they were very happy about what was going to happen.
That's my stuff. Leave it alone.
Right. Like, OMG. I hope she sells this for the right amount and whatnot. And so there's a lot of that. But energetically, that was happening. Well, shoot, now I don't know how I got to this part, but this is how I chose my colors, the color and the stone for today.
Yes.
And the stone isn't even really a stone. I apologize. It's a freaking skeleton.
It is a skeleton, but like so many other things, it calcifies. And
yeah.
It still has energy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I thought about that when you texted, oh, we're going to talk about coral. I'm like, what, the animal?
Yeah.
Because I think of coral as, you know, it is a sea animal or a sea life. And when we get our hands on it, it's been calcified. It's part of the skeleton of this underwater animal.
It's such a pretty little skeleton. We didn't realize.
It's beautiful. And the color of coral. In fact, I to get ready for the show today, I'm like, okay, I'm going to see if I have any coral-colored stones.
Right.
And I'm not sure if they're coral exactly, but they're definitely coral-colored.
That's amazing. Beautiful, because once beautiful, they die, that's how come they become white. Most of the coral that we see is white when we buy it or acquire it, you know, after post-ocean life.
Part of that's due to the ocean bleaching.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, and that's due to pollution, lack of oxygen.
I've never seen blue coral. I would love to see blue coral.
Mm.
Most of it, what I've seen, is that coral color is sort of orangish, and that's a popular coral color.
Yes,
but
it's absolutely gorgeous.
I thought that black was when it was dying, but that's not true. That's a fully alive organism, and a lot of folks, I'm sure, know that as they're listening to us, that, you know, when you know, National Geographic or whatever, and you're watching under the sea or in the sea, coral, it's breathing and whatnot. And so when we acquire it, when people gather it, harvest it or whatever, are they gathering it when it's still alive and then it's dying, or is it after it's died and it's broken off and they, you know, I'm concerned about this now.
Well, let's do some research. You keep talking about why you chose that color, and I'll look into that.
Okay, got it. Well, and actually, I want to tell you that I chose the, let's call it the, I chose it off the top of my head. I was thinking of it as a stone because it's a go-to energy that I use when I need to get calm and find my peace again. And so with this weekend's estate sale at Uncle's, I was found myself in a lot of emotion, a ton of emotion, as his departure is doing a thing for me as I am aligning it with, you know, what's inevitable in terms of this lifetime and incarnation. So my parents, you know, are all I have left really in terms of this nucleus of my family. And so that, you know, brings a lot of emotion and fear and sadness. And then I'm wanting, though, I'm like saying to myself, okay, that's okay to have, you know, those emotions and to be sad and damn near temper tantrum is what some would have expressed, just between me and God, you know. But at the same time, I have to give myself a deadline. That's how I do this. I want to fully express every emotion that I have. I don't want to suppress anything. But at the same time, I really am looking to get back to happiness. And how do I do that? And one of the things that I've come to strongly, it's been echoing over and over and over and over, is the incredible, magnificent, indisputable power of right now. And right now, my family is great. My mom is 89. My dad is 86. But so what?
Oh, God bless them.
Yeah, they're fine, though. Like, mom's got a back thing. Dad feels a little tired sometimes. But, like, so what? They are active.
I feel tired sometimes.
Exactly. They're jet setters. They love to get around and do things. And, you know, so that's what I need to be basking in right now. And that's what made me say, what element, what colors, what can I use to help enhance me getting back to that? And I still haven't decided exactly when I will fully burst into that. Maybe it's a couple of few days from now, but I am allowing myself. I don't want to cut off any emotions that are supposed to be expressed because this is part of my growth and evolution in this incarnation. And also experiencing all of this makes it so that I'm able to help others later. So I have to be all in with this experience that's happening. And at the same time, I get that this life is one of the most incredible gifts ever. So I am anxious to get back to the happiness and focus on that. So that's why I said Coral. That is where that came from. And then I did some investigating because I know that I use Coral for travel. If I was going to hop on a plane, especially if I was going to go over some water, I would grab a piece of Coral and put that in my suitcase as part of, you know, my arsenal of goodness energetically. And but so Coral has this way of, with travel, because it comes from the ocean, I believe, assisting in helping keep us safer. It radiates an energy that enhances that. But then on an emotional level, it can, or it's known to, reduce stress and fears and nervousness, depression, panic, and stuff along the nightmares line. And so I'm like, okay, this is the perfect stone for me. Happiness and joy are part of the symbolism of Coral. Did you find what you were looking for, Missy?
I did, but I was fascinated by listening to what you were telling me. I almost forgot that I was researching. Okay, let me backtrack for just a second. Coral is indeed formed from the calcareous skeletons of myriads of tiny polyps, which means insects with many feet, which live in vast colonies in warm waters at moderate depths, composed mostly of calcium carbonate, which is baking soda base, I think.
Right, but
maybe
not. Insects with many feet, and that's interesting because it grows like a plant.
This is arranged as fibers radiating from the central axis of the curving coral branches. Now, several species of coral have been declared endangered and are now regulated, and more than 180 countries restrict the export of red coral harvested after 1969. The use of coral in jewelry is controversial. It's still popular, and vintage pieces are reaching pretty high prices at auction. There are some countries that still allow selective harvesting, practiced
right.
under a strict management program,
right.
so that it can be done sustainably with minimal impact on the reef, and usually in Hawaii and Australia. However, the Mediterranean red coral is in high demand due to Chinese buying them up.
Uh-huh.
So they're having to be very, very careful not to overfish the living creatures.
Right, but so the creatures are just trying to live and breathe and have a good day, and all of a sudden they get snapped.
Right.
So they get snatched in their living form, and then they get to die to dry out.
Correct.
We don't know if they're screaming or not. This isn't cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a, it's kind of like, you know, I have a leather purse that I've had for 30 years. It's still in good shape. Should I continue to use it, or should I just, what do I do with it? You know, I have a leather coat. What do I do? Now that I'm smarter and I know better than to buy leather, what do I do with, you know, people went through this 20, 30 years ago with fur.
Right.
They had fur coats, or their grandmothers had fur coats, because I saw something, and I don't want to get into politics at all or some of the other craziness, but I'm sure you've heard of Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah.
He's, you know, very outspoken, and he's usually rather wise.
Right.
I saw a video of him being interviewed. I don't remember who the guy was, but they were talking about the Bill Cosby release. And what Judge Brown was saying was, you know, at the time that Mr. Cosby did all these things, that was normal in Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
You had groupies. You had groupies. You had parties. And the women who went to these parties knew that this was going to happen.
No,
and I was like, I'm like, is that really the Judge Joe Brown I've thought that I loved? Whoa.
Oh my, right.
My husband always previews these things for me. He said, look, this is probably going to be a trigger warning, but I think you need to see this. Because he knows how I've always felt about Judge Brown.
Right.
And I'm like, oh. So we're manifesting a whole other show here today. Maybe we should, there's somebody else who's on the line. But let's bring Jackie in and see what's going on with her, if you don't mind.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Jackie.
To unmute.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm here. But before I tell you what's going on with me, I think that was Mark Lamont Hill.
It was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. I caught that one.
Yeah.
I caught that one. And you want to hear something?
What?
For some strange reason, before it came out of Judge Brown's mouth, though, going to trigger something.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was thinking kind of like the same way, because there was a groupie culture.
Yeah, yeah. And now that we're smarter,
and,
you know, it...
Right.
Right.
But that culture, that it was the way that they were operating, just like how in the 60s, you know, during Woodstock, there was a certain way. I mean, I was just...
Well, he even mentioned drugs, sex,
know,
and rock and roll.
Right. It just seems that was the way that they operated, the Hugh Hefners and, you know... The names that we know of now, Epstein, this is new to someone like me, but that's the way that they were functioning. And this is not to say Cosby was right, or Cosby was right, but he was trying to express to Dr. Hill that, you know, that was what everyone, I guess, quote unquote, agreed to, you know.
Right.
But I think also...
Well, you know, there was a time that we thought...
He was also explaining the law itself.
Right.
If you remember, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to explain principle of law. And so it would appear as if he was siding with Cosby when, in fact, he was explaining the law, but it came across as if he was saying, you know, they didn't follow procedure.
I don't think he was trying to excuse the behavior.
Right.
Or
he
even
explain
the behavior.
The
he was just explaining that you've got to know where you are. You have to be okay, and we're all, I believe, old enough to realize that back in, when I was 21, 22 years old, if I went into a bar and I got drunk, it was on me. Mm-hmm. Now, when my stepson goes into a bar and gets drunk, it's on the bartender. The bartenders are responsible for everybody in their bar.
Yeah.
And it's because people have stopped being personally responsible for their own actions and choices.
Okay, and it's funny you use that as an analogy. Now, this show, let me jump on myself, because you brought up the bar, the bartender. My father used to own bars, and he actually got sued by someone who got into a car accident afterwards. And I remember it was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. When the person got into a car accident later, that they turned around and my father's bar was one of the bars that got sued. And my father was his last stop, but he had been to other bars that night. So it was a lot of people that was involved in the lawsuit that he was mentioned. You know, and he was already inebriated before.
Right.
By the time he came to the bar, and he had just been in the bar or something like that. You know, of course, right now I'm going to be on my father's side, so I don't have all the details, so I'm going to embellish the story a bit. But I remember as a child that my father was like, well, how did I become responsible or involved in this thing? Because he just passed through. He came in drunk. And we didn't serve him, but he was in the bar. Okay? But,
and, you know, if the bartenders watered down the drinks, they'd be sued for that probably.
Right. But the law is so liquid. The law is so liquid, and it changes. And I think that's what Judge Brown was trying to explain to him, that the procedure wasn't followed. And which leads me to the conversation you were having about your family's home with the estate, and everything that was said today, the show really resonated with me. I am creative. I am innovative. I am that child, that one. And I've been dealing with my mother did transition 10 years ago, and I just came a part of it in the last 3 years, but I only had 2 years because COVID. But I'm ready to move on with my life because it feels like the whole 10 years have been on my head.
Well, I think you called it the perfect time.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that very last part that you said. It feels like what?
It feels like the entire 10 years has been on me and my family. And I am ready for my parents to, you know, rest in peace. I am ready for peace and a resolution. And mm-hmm. I go through the same thing that you were just mentioning about your uncle's house, your aunt's house.
Yeah.
Like, I feel the energy in the house, but I love this house.
Yeah.
I love this house, and I am not selling this house. No time. No, I want to fix that house back up.
Right.
And I know that's what they want me to do.
And they won't go anywhere while you do that. If you, I think you had expressed that you like their energy being there.
I just,
yeah.
It's not that I like it. I want to put the, I want I want one to go that they could just, like, look back and smile and know that everything's going to be all right, because that's the place where I have to do it. That's where I got to start out. All my inspiration came there. My husband is over there now, like, doing the yard work and everything. And my manifestation had things went my way. We would have included everyone. We would have been in a peaceful space. But again, of the last 10 years, I only was allowed to even participate in the last 2 out of 3 years. And it's so sad because my mother was with me and my children and my family, my husband, every day.
Wait,
everyone
let me get,
said,
I
want
to get, I wanted to get clarity, Jackie, on when did your parents transition?
My mother passed in 2011. My father died back in 1996.
Okay.
So my mom survived 16 years after him. And I wanted
right.
to see the house. I wanted to pick up the house. It's not a creepy house, but there's some plumbing and there's some electricity and sheetrock and all that. And I want to put the right back in her. And, you know, she has the prettiest yard, and I've always taken care of it, even when my mother was sick. And right now, the yard, everyone, people only see the outside of the house. And
so
right now, everyone wants this house. Everyone wants it in this house. I'm talking about investors, strangers. Like, what is it about this house? And the house can be mine. It is mine.
The house could be what?
The house is mine. It's my house.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm understanding it right, you've got some goals with the house.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
And it was understood before my mother died. No one wants
okay.
it. No one wants to. No one wants to do anything with it. They all want money now, but they forget. You already sold yours out. This wasn't the only property my mother had. They plundered all their money.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. So there are folks who want you to maybe sell the house and just divide money, but you would like
they
to keep
They want money
that.
From me. They want money from me because the house looks really good from the outside now that I started, that I took over it. So you
okay.
see that the house is a, you see that the house is a gem. Even though the inside has not really been touched besides I've been clearing it out.
Right. Well, whose say-so is it? Yours?
I do have to go back to court.
Okay.
To finalize. I don't want to go back 2 and 3 and 4 times because I've been the only person paying from day
right.
one out of pocket.
Well, I mean, you know, one way that that...
The manifestations come to me in such a fluid way when I'm there working in the yard.
I get it. So they kind of want to be bought out.
Yeah. But what they want, they don't deserve, and they know that.
Right.
If they sold property, they've had a good time over the years. I did not.
I get it. That's a tough one, Jackie.
It is, but the energy there, the
yeah.
energy there that kind of throws me off is the negative energy that my siblings left in the house, because I've been cleaning up their mess.
Mm.
Everything that I've been doing has been cleaning up their mess. And it
so
brought me
one
back
thing
to
about
my childhood.
That, though, you know. Here's one thing about
huh?
that. Here's one thing
yeah.
about that is
mm-hmm.
that we're like reflectors. We are. So the energy may absolutely be in the walls and in the fabric of the house, but there's also a piece of it that's pretty significant within you, right? And so part of clearing it from the surroundings and the walls and everything, the house, especially the negative parts, is clearing it within yourself, which is going to be a process. It's along the lines of the forgive and forget, but it's deeper than that because we're judging. When we have a negative feeling like that, we're usually in judgment. And so it's really getting to the whole story and the bottom line on judgment, which when that is dissolved, then there's, you know, then you're allowing everyone their curriculum, their life story, and that negativity can have the opportunity to dissolve.
Right. I spoke to my brother, who is the former administrator of the day, and I told him that I could give him. And there were some things that I found, and I think he could come and pick it up. And he laughed. Forgiveness? Like, he was so bitter that he made forgiveness and said, Joe.
Right. That's the funny thing about forgiveness, see? I know. I no longer tell people I forgive them. I have to get that I need to forgive myself for ever judging that person for whatever.
Okay.
Because now I've judged them. I've judged them as being a butthead or whatever. You know, I forgive you. I forgive you for being that. But now I've judged them for being that. And I don't know what choices, why they made the choices that they made in being that butthead. You know, who knows if, you know, this outcome of those choices that they're making that are not, you know, setting well with us are the result of what they've experienced in their history, their whole life history. You know, until we walk a couple of minutes in somebody else's shoes, we don't know. What we can do, though, is we can express what their actions, you know, how it left us feeling.
Yeah,
and then we can hope.
He's going through a lot right now.
He's
on himself. He's really going through a lot right now. And he really would like to, you know, have a better relationship with him. But he's very aggressive, both verbally, and if you're not careful, physically.
Yeah.
And everyone has always been afraid of him because he's very volatile. My mother always had to enable him. He's the youngest brother, but he's big. My mother always had to, like, she used to have to buy peace for him whenever he was around. Like, purchase peace from him. She would have to pay him for everything.
Uh-huh.
And
sort of enabling him. Well, I mean, the thing that he would say was just that, you know, some people are so, they just say super intelligent things that makes you feel less than. You know, I've got folks in my family who do that.
Everyone has been afraid to deal with him because he's a sick and tired dog. But he only does it with his family.
Mm.
You understand? So I'm not around him, but I am concerned about him, and I did judge him. And I judged him because he was cruel. And he was cruel to me. And I'm trying not to be cruel to him. But I don't want to be cruel, but I don't want to be a fool, because when you do the stakes, you're talking about money. Right?
You know, and you mentioned, Jackie, that you had forgiven him. And that's important, because it's almost like if you want to poison somebody by not forgiving them, you drink the poison. That stays with you. You can't expect them to die if you're the one drinking the poison. And
right.
I'm not taking credit for that one. I'm giving that credit to Leslie. That's a lesson she taught me.
I want to forgive them all. And I really wish that with forgiveness that change will eventually happen. But I don't see that happening, and I'm actually trying to
If you're wanting to manifest it, just see it. Mm-hmm. Stop saying I don't see it happening. Expect it to happen.
Be grateful that that is what has happened.
Okay.
You jumped into that gratitude that has happened already. That you've been to court and you got it exactly the way you wanted it. And the way you wanted it is the way it is right now. And so now you build that vortex around yourself, like from the energy and the emotion that you feel as a result of that reality. that energy field, build from there, and now you're creating it from there, and wallow in that, just like bask in that, and that's where your power and the magic is. If you can allow yourself to you know, fake yourself out for a minute, fake it till you make it, like, you know.
No, I can, but you know who can't do it, though? My husband. Like, what you're telling me is what I've been doing anyway.
Okay. So we
like,
can't
I
worry
see
about
the end result. I see the end result if I'm able to do things in a certain way. And I
yeah.
am doing it. I see it, even the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even the timing, when I look back at it. 10 years went by really fast when you look back at it. Wow. Now
yeah.
the next 10 years supposed to be fruitful.
Well, your husband's journey is not your journey.
Right.
And
right.
there are times that other people can conflict or complicate our own journey, our own manifesting.
But we
can find
right?
ways around that.
Okay, because my husband is good.
He doesn't even realize how strong, how many hands he's got on the steering wheel. And so then kind of by that, he's just got like just a couple fingers on the steering wheel and he's looking all around doing other things. You, being in full awareness, can put both hands on the steering wheel and focus. And
right.
as you focus.
He helps me with everything. He pays, he borrows money. He
wait,
what?
Because you're bringing in things right now, I couldn't hear you very well, but if you're bringing in your husband's characteristics, I would say those are part of the things that you don't want to concentrate on. What you want to focus on is exactly precisely what you want regardless of anything else. That's how the law of attraction is. There's nothing can get in the way. You know, straight focus and then gratitude about it being done despite everything and everyone else.
And also, you find something that you really love about your husband and think about the good things that he does.
Yeah.
And don't think about the things that he does not so well.
Yeah. And I can tell you how to do a treatment, too. I mean, I love treatments. And treatment three, spend time actually being the metaphysician that you are. Naturally. And so you're going to sit and within
your mind. We lost Jackie.
Huh?
Jackie's phone call dropped. We actually have someone else, and we only have a few minutes left, so I'm just going to bring in this next caller. Hi there.
This is Jackie. This is Jackie.
There you are. Okay. We lost you for a second.
I moved my headset, and then I powered off. Yeah.
Well, we've got a few minutes to wrap up this show.
All right. Now, what were you saying about my husband?
I was going to say do a treatment on him. So envision in your mind to see him having different perspectives that are in harmony with what you want. Just, you know, in your mind, see that. And then how you feel about that. And just do that treatment. And over time, because this is a communication that's happening like telepathically, it's happening outside of the physical. And this can be something that could actually assist. And just, you know, we'd love to hear back about how that's working. But
absolutely.
You want to do treatments, like decide you're going to do it once or twice a day for however many days. And we could,
well,
I think,
about,
you know,
what
we need
I,
to talk
what
about
could
treatment.
I bring in the house? What can I bring in the house, like, to lift the energy, like, sometimes I go in there, it feels sad. No one's living in the house right now.
You saying you're feeling sad living in the house right now?
No, it's the house, just the house feels, the house needs the life.
Mhm. Well, the light mostly coming from you is going to be the main thing. You being the largest beam and allowing that to happen by way of not focusing on any other darkness. And I know it's a whopper. That's huge. But that's part of it, part of the cure.
So it's me when I go in there.
Yeah, I mean, what you want ultimately is to be able to see light regardless of anything.
Yeah.
Because what you experience, it really, that's the whole point, is to be able to stand in the middle of the fire and the sirens and everything going on, darkness or whatever, and still be at peace and in connection and oneness with the divine. And everything is fine. Nothing is then touching your power. You're, 100% regardless of all else.
Like the phoenix, like the bird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's light, and just because other people can't see the light and experience the light doesn't mean you are not fully basking in that light. That's what needs
Ladies,
to happen, and you would have a different conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much. This entire show, from the conversation with the store, everything. I connected a lot of dots today. Even
awesome.
With the mistake.
Awesome. Glad to hear that.
A dot. And it's,
yeah,
I do want to talk to you, and I was supposed to talk to you off air. You're right.
Right.
You've got
right.
her number
I'm
still?
Hear from you again. I hope that you were okay, and so it's good to hear from you. And you know how to reach me if you need me. I like to coordinate with folks when you just email me at JillianHarrisWorldwide@gmail.com. And it's Jillian with a G, Harris, like Kamala, worldwide@gmail.
And you got Jillian that down,
L,
Jackie?
Double L. Harris.
Yeah, double L.
Jillian Harris, what? Worldwide?
Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Jillian
GILLIANHARRIS, like our vice president, worldwide@gmail.com.
Like solo, yes.
Just remember.
You're welcome.
Leslie says you can't drink poison and expect others to succumb to it.
Right.
So as long as you're,
one.
You know,
I'm not drinking poison.
You protect yourself and be grateful
yeah.
for everything that's going on in your life, all the good things. Only focus on the good stuff, and I promise you, they will change. I've seen it happen. Find something really good to pinpoint and thank the universe for each little thing in all of these people that are looking at you for money. And they'll just slip away, and you won't even need to be worried about them after a while. But if I don't hang up this phone, if I
now,
don't
Leslie,
end this show.
What's your contact?
Mary@BeUnique.org. That's MARY@BUNEKE.org.
Now, are you doing the same store down in Florida? Are you going to?
Well, I'm in Florida, but I'm not with the metaphysical store. Be Unique is a nonprofit. And
right.
we're like all over the place, but we're looking to get a physical location so that we're getting more and more donations.
So who does the magazine?
We do. Be Unique magazine is
Listen,
all
from
of
the
us.
Artwork, from the artwork to the store to the everything, that's my gig. That's the
well,
next phase of my life. After
go
retire.
check out the website, BeUnique.org.
Oh, okay.
And that'll tell you everything we're doing. In fact, tomorrow night we are having our board meeting, and you're invited to come to that if you'd like to sit in on that, both of you. 7 o'clock Eastern time. If you want to get invited to that, just reach out to me and I'll make sure that you get the invitation. And if not
okay,
this month, next month. It's always open to the public. Check out also Jillian Harris Worldwide.
Right?
Yes, BeUnique.org. BeUnique.org.
Okay.
And while you're online, check out Jillian's website, Jillian Harris worldwidemetaphysicalservices.com. Why she had to pick such a long name, I don't know.
JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. That's it.
Oh. Well,
that's all right.
That.
That's okay.
I will.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so much better than the metaphysical.
Right. That was that's a big word. That's an awful lot. Yeah.
That's Jillian Harris Worldwide Metaphysical.
Well,
Jillian Harris.
The name of my business is Jillian Harris Worldwide Metaphysical Services. However, if you want to find me online, it's merely JillianHarrisWorldwide.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you, ladies.
Well, thank you.
You.
Thank you.
You know, this
thank
was
you.
My
Everybody
show today, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I am the topic of the show.
That's right.
You are. You're our star for the day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care,
Jack. I'm smiling with the little dimples. Today.
Excellent. We'll see you next time. Tune in. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.
Okay.